provide competition among shopping platforms.
中国电商价格战激烈，卖家难以维持生计。据路透社报道，中国电商购物平台面临销售增长放缓、价格压力上升以及购物平台之间的激烈竞争，导致电商平台上的卖家为生存而苦苦挣扎。
A once thriving e-commerce industry, punctuated by shopping bonanzas, is feeling the weight of a faltering economy. To resist the difficult economic situation, consumers have been tying the knots in their purse strings.
曾经因购物红利而兴盛的电子商务行业正感受到经济衰退的重压。为了抵御经济困境，消费者捂紧了钱包。
Shanghai-based e-commerce operator Liu Zhengwang told Reuters, "The good times for e-commerce are over. This year, there is a fierce competition, and I don't think a lot of sellers will survive another 3 years."
上海的电子商务运营商鲁振旺对路透社说，他经营的平台帮助小商贩销售日常用品。他说，电子商务的好日子已经结束了。今年竞争非常激烈，我认为很多卖家都撑不过三年。
Extreme discounting, influencer-led sales campaigns, and over-generous return policies were the factors that stuck the sector in recent years.
近年来，电商平台推出的极端折扣优惠、网红带货和慷慨退货政策，是使该行业受到冲击的一些因素。
Big Chinese online retailers like Alibaba and JD and thousands of smaller businesses are seeing their profit margins narrow.
阿里巴巴和京东等大型电商以及数千家小型企业的利润空间正在缩小。
The e-commerce boom that started around 2013 was marked by rapid growth, technological innovation, and changes in consumer behavior.
2013年前后开始的电子商务热潮以快速增长、技术创新和消费者行为变化为标志。
That boom has seen e-commerce accounting for 27% of China's retail with 12 trillion yuan or 1.65 trillion US of goods sold annually.
在电子商务的兴盛时期，它已占到中国零售业的 27%。年销售额达12万亿元，约1.65万亿美元。
But as the economy slows, so does e-commerce, with data from Euromonitor showing growth expected to return annually to single digits only.
但随着经济放缓，欧瑞国际数据显示，近年来电商增长被个位数取代。
According to recent statistics, China accounted for less than 1% of the global e-commerce market a decade ago, but today it has become the world's largest, increasing its global market share to more than 40%.
根据最近的统计数据，十年前中国占全球电子商务市场的份额不到1%，但如今已成为全球最大的电子商务市场。全球市场份额增至40%以上。
As the impact of slowdown begins to be felt, vendors are raising their voices against the side effects of sales tricks. During the recent 618 online shopping event, the owner of women's wear brand Inman called on authorities to rein in platforms, purchase return protection policies, which force sellers to bear the cost of returns.
由于经济放缓，卖家也开始反对电商销售政策带来的副作用。在最近的618网购活动中，女装品牌 Inman 的创办人呼吁有关部门控制平台的退货保护政策，因为这种政策迫使卖家承担退货费用。
Such policies started on PDD's low price platformPinduoduo in 2021 and proved so popular that others followed suit, but at huge cost to sellers.
退货保护由低价电商平台拼多多在2021年推出并受到消费者青睐，其他电商纷纷效仿， 但卖家的损失很大。
The return rate on e-commerce platforms is 60%, Inman founder Fang Jianhua wrote on social media. Before such policies were implemented, it was about 30%, he said.
Inman 创办人方建华通过微信公众号发文说，当前电商平台退货率普遍60%左右，而之前的退货率仅30%左右。
David Huang, a business development director at e-commerce consultancy Azoya, said consumers had increased the rate at which they return the items they buy, making life tougher for smaller retailers.
电子商务咨询公司 Azoya 的业务发展总监戴维黄表示，消费者的退货率提高，小零售商没有足够现金流承担成本，因此日子更难过。
But I think return rates are just a fraction of the challenges these businesses are facing. They also face high traffic acquisition costs and high costs to collaborate with influencers and live streamers, he added.
戴维黄说，但我认为退货率只是这些企业面临挑战的一小部分，他们还面临流量获取的高昂成本，以及与网红和主播合作的昂贵成本。
Retailers are also damaged by the factories selling directly to consumers at low prices. For example, some vendors on Pinduoduo have been running at a low cost for 2 years, said He Lingshi, an economics professor at Monash University in Melbourne.
零售商也感受到工厂直销的影响。墨尔本蒙纳士大学经济学教授史赫林表示，拼多多上的一些供应商已亏本经营2年。
Professor Shi said, they don't have much hope that prices will eventually be enough to cover their costs, but they have to do it, keep selling via Pinduoduo, otherwise they basically have to close their factories.
史赫林说，他们不太指望价格最终能弥补成本，但他们必须继续通过拼多多销售，否则他们不得不关闭工厂。
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the China Show on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released album by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you OK Man. And the song is called Mountains, which is written and performed by Kathleen Matheson, and it's from the album titled Little Mercy, which was released in February 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏加拿大音乐人 Kathleen Messy Song 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Mountains。
Yours, my cheeks
Next is a song by Kenneth Paul Cooper, and it's called Children of Dreamers, which was from the album titled Place and Time, released in February 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Kenneth Paul Cooper 演唱的歌曲 Children of Dreamers。
He was born in the city of Bridges, not too far from that railway hotel, not too far from the park where he played as a child.On the carousel. His father was a poet with dreams of a troubadour's life. His mother had dreams of her own, and he learned life is never black and white. Oh, children of dreamers, go where they needChildren of dreams do what they need to do. Oh, children of dreams know what they need to know. And oh, children of dreamers know what they don't know too.
Children of dreamers know what
what they need to know. And no children of dreamers know what they don't know too.
Plex is a song written and arranged by, performed by Nina Bailey, and it's called Satellite. It's from the album also titled Nina Bailey, released in February 2018.接下来请大家欣赏来自加拿大音乐人 Nala Bailey 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Satellite。 just heard is vocal by 台照梅 and it's called 空白的明信片 which means a blank postcard. And Aplex is sung by, performed by 蔡琴 and it's called 读你 which means read you.刚才您欣赏的这首歌曲呢，是由台照梅演唱的《空白的明信片》。接下来推荐给大家的是蔡琴演唱的《读你》。Today's music section of the Chinese show, and it's called 一剪梅 which means a spray of plum blossoms, and it's vocal by 费玉清. And Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next week, noon, next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家最后一首歌曲呢，是由费玉清演唱的《一剪梅》。在这里呢，很希祝大家周末愉快，感谢大家收听我们的节目。下个星期六，我们再在 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台空中相会。
起向草原广阔，参参风雨不能阻隔，总要云开日出时候，万丈阳光照耀你我，真情像梅花开过，冷冷冰雪不能掩。